Gotta try to answer them as best I can. People telling me the glories they have planned for the weekend. So you had a date last weekend, huh, little darling? Do you think there's... Do you think there's passion in the future for the two of you?
Well, you know, I mean, it was a blind date, so I was as terrified as he was, so somebody fixed us up together.
He looked pretty good.
I did?
I said, did he look pretty good?
Oh, did he look pretty good? Well, yeah, it was okay. He wasn't ugly or anything.
Yeah?
Didn't have any lesions or boils.
I'll say it. Yeah, I guess that's what it's come down to for today's woman. What can you say about your man? Well, he ain't ugly. He ain't got no lesions or boils.
Didn't have any tubes sticking out of him.
No, he's not too bad. The tragedy of today's woman. There's so much settling going on. There really is such a sad crop of men out there. We jokingly refer to the Hubba the Gaga handbook, but Lord knows women have it tough. Because you never know what kind of packaging you're in for. You know, you'd like a man that looks kind of bon vivant, but still in all, you like to go out, and rather than sit at home waiting for one, you'll occasionally go out for a guy who the only thing you can say complimentary about him is he doesn't have any boils or lesions. But isn't that rather tragic? Having to endure that endless stream of mindless nerds. Men whose conversational abilities are non-existent. To actually have to sit there in a restaurant as the man describes his life goals to you.
I'm a chill out and shove him.
Oh, really?
Do this and do all that.
I see.
You know, I'm going to look at this and look at that.
Uh-huh.
You know, play some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, and get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do.
And you find yourself dating a guy like that just to get out of the house, huh? Oh, how tragic. Why are you going out with him? He doesn't look well. It gets me out of the house. Oh, God, how depressing. And maybe you've had it with American men and their hang-ups. So you date an intriguing foreigner. But then you end up spending long hours with his family and strange religious rituals. And they never really accept you. You're 3 feet taller than Granddad. And somehow, you know, the relationship is destined for failure. And so you search and you search. You put an ad in a magazine and you really meet the hopeless, the down and the out, the quality conversation guys. And all you really want is love. You have nothing against Hubba the Gee, but you want somebody that makes you smile. And what about me? I'm no better. I'm no better a catch either, really. Oh, sure. Well-trained and well-bred. I can pronounce the names on the French menu. I can conduct myself in sophisticated circles. I can tell you of the background of Rudolf Nureyev. I can discuss the Beatles or Beethoven, Rachmaninoff or Serkin, Czerny or Dvorak with equal authority as AC/DC or the Dead Kennedys. Bilingual for world travel. Knows how to wear a tux. Knows how to treat a woman. Embarrassing you no end. So what is the answer then for today's woman? Given that today's man is so unpredictable. Well, there is only one answer. Ever ready. GE, we bring good things to live in. We bring good things to life.